Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for this week. And this week we've been talking about a really challenging story, the story of Abraham and his son Isaac, and how God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. The amazing thing is that Abraham followed, had the strength of faith that trusted and believed God could do anything, even bring his son back from the dead, since it's the only way to really make sense of God's crazy command, at once to sacrifice the son, and also God had promised that this was the son through which he was going to bless and change the world. So it was a challenging, really difficult and horrendous command that he was given, and yet he demonstrated his faith through it. So we're going to take some time to pray about that. I'll suggest some topics, leave some blank spots where you can insert your own prayers, simply talking to God aloud or quietly in your thoughts. So first, we'll take some time to just focus our thoughts on God in silence. Well, we start with adoration, addressing our prayer to God of mystery, whose ways are not our ways, whose ways are sometimes not understandable by our minds, God of power, God who is to be loved but also to be feared, since he is all-powerful and all-knowing. Well, now let's confess our lack of faith and trust in this God. It can come out in all kinds of ways in our lives where we don't trust God and his plan. It's not meant to be easy. It is hard. And so let's confess those times in our lives when we have not trusted God fully. Well, now let's give thanks that God doesn't test us in the same way as he tested Abraham. Thankfully, well, we can also give thanks that God stopped Abraham following through on this. God revealed his plan, which was to sacrifice his own son, Jesus. That's why Abraham doesn't have to do it. That's why we don't have to do this. Because God will do it for us. He will sacrifice his son so that we don't have to die for our sin. We can be replaced by him, just like that ram in the story replaced Isaac. So let's give thanks that we don't have to do this, that God has done it. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God to give us the faith of Abraham all the same. Even though he doesn't test us in the same way, thank goodness, let's ask him to give us that kind of faith in him and his plan all the same. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We've got a service this Sunday, February 22nd, called The Family Room. We meet in Ajax at 10 a.m. at Romeo Dallaire School. Check RedeemerAjax.ca for more information. Have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you Monday as we carry on our epic series. Bye for now.